right, I want you to turn your Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms, chapter number 68. 68th Psalm. Read a couple of verses for our text this morning from Psalms, chapter number 68. Verses 19 and 20. Here the psalmist says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death." Lord, we thank you this morning. We have this opportunity. We can come and assemble ourselves here in this house of worship. And Lord, that we can lift our voices and praise unto thee, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, this morning we ask you might forgive our sins and our shortcomings. You might this morning lead and guide and direct us. And Father, today we pray that as thy word goes out, that it'll draw us closer to you and show us more of you and teach us to love you more. And for all that you do, we want to praise you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I was coming down the road yesterday, and I was listening to 99.3, the gospel station out of Boonville, and a song began to play, and I was listening to it, and as I was listening to it, I was thinking, that's a pretty good song, and all at once, I got to the second verse, I believe it was, and it said, "Remember times when things went wrong, my faith wore somewhat thin. But all at once the dark clouds broke and the sun peeped through again." And this next, I thought, hallelujah. Boy, I'm glad that sometime during the dark times and the dark clouds, the sun peeks through again. Amen. I'm glad we had a few days of sunshine this past week. Amen. But the next verse, what really got me, the next words, and it said, "So Lord, help me not to grumble about the tough roads I've hoed, because I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed." You know, the psalmist in our text is going to talk about that this morning. He talks about how the Lord does things for us. In Psalms 23, David, the same psalmist that wrote Psalm 68, said, "My cup runneth over." Now, it's kind of like Brother Jim told me one time when I was talking about call and collect. He said, "You might have to explain to some of these young folks what that means. Sometimes I might have to explain to you what it means drinking from a saucer." When I was a boy growing up, every time you got a cup of coffee, they put a saucer under that cup. And sometimes you'd pour the coffee out in it and blow on it and cool it down to drink it. But most of the time it's there because when you poured it over, some of it would drip down and get into the saucer. And we drank that out of the saucer this morning. Well, you know, I really believe this morning, if we look around and we think of all that's going on in our lives, that our cup really is overflowing and we can be drinking from our saucer this morning. You know, the psalmist here, as he talks about this, and he said, "The Lord daily loadeth us with benefits." I just want you to look at that little phrase this morning that the psalmist used here and think about what that means to you and I today. He said, "The Lord daily loadeth us with benefits." Now, what are benefits this morning? What are benefits? You know, you read the text and you've got to understand what the Lord's doing for you. Well, you know, benefits really are something extra. Think about that. They are something extra. If you are employed on the job at some place of employment, they probably give you benefits. They give you an insurance policy or some vacation time or some holidays. If you work in certain places, you get discounts on your purchases and many other extras they give you because you're an employee of that company, of that corporation today. And you get benefits because of that. This morning. And so it's something extra. It's more than your salary. It's more than you are really to expect. It's something they do for you, something extra that they give you this morning. You know, when you read this, then you realize that God this morning gives something extra. Now, suppose this morning the Lord sent Jesus to be our Savior, and we know that He did. And that Jesus this morning died for our sins, that His blood washes away our sins, and we can find forgiveness of our sins in Jesus Christ. And the Lord, of course, through His grace and His mercy, did that for all of humanity this morning. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. But just suppose this morning that when God saved you, He said, all right, you're saved, you're secure, and one of these days I'll see you when you get to heaven. Adios. You know, to be fair with you, that'd still be a pretty good deal, wouldn't it? you think about it, you know. You say, that's absurd, Pastor. Well, it may be absurd when we read the Scripture, but I want you to understand that'd still be a pretty good deal. But you know, that's not what the Lord did, is it? He didn't say, hey, I've saved you. I've washed you from your sins. I've forgiven you. And now I'm going to go on and I've got other things to do, other fish to fry. And so I'm leaving and I'll see you when you get to heaven. That'd be great. You know, He didn't just leave it with that, did He? Hallelujah, this morning gives us something extra. You know, in Genesis chapter number 24, there we find that Abraham has sent Eliezer, his servant, to find a bride for his son Isaac. And as Eliezer gets to a well of water, and he finds Rebekah by the well of water, and he inquires and begins to tell her about Isaac. And we find that she agrees to come and be the bride of Isaac. And in verse number 53, and the Bible says, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. Now she's going to be his wife, but boy, I'm going to tell you what, the Lord didn't just leave her there. He gave her something extra. Eliezer opened up his bag and began to give her the riches of Abraham. Hallelujah, this morning, when the Lord saved us, He didn't just leave us this morning. He began this morning to give us something extra. He gave us the gold and the jewels of heaven today. You see, this morning, the psalmist said in Psalms 103, forget not all His benefits. And he begins to talk about the different kinds of benefits that God gives us this morning. You see, what I want you to understand today is the Lord has saved us. He sent His Son to be our Savior, and that's wonderful and great, and hallelujah today. And if that's all He ever did for us, what greatness that would be. But He didn't just leave us there, did He? He went far beyond anything you and I could ever expect today. I believe that's why Paul said that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You see, the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. He gives us something extra. I thought about years ago, when I used to work over in Tupelo and Lee County and travel around over there, used to be a restaurant in Nettleton. I think it's still there, but Miss Riley run that restaurant. I think it's still called Riley's, but I'm talking about Miss Riley was the cook back then. And every opportunity I got to be in Nettleton at dinner time, I went to Riley's to eat dinner. And Miss Riley'd be sitting there, and she had all of that stuff there, and I'd go down through the line and she'd say, what do you want? I'd say, what vegetable do you want? I'd say, pinto beans. She said, what other vegetable? I said, pinto beans. You got three. She said, what other? I said, pinto beans. I said, Miss Riley, you make the best pinto bean in the world. She just keep deepening them things. Sometimes the Lord just keeps dipping the pinto beans. Hallelujah today. He daily loadeth us with benefits. He gives us something extra. Hallelujah. Just stop and think what extra the Lord's give you this week. Just stop for just a moment and see how the Lord today has blessed you. How the Lord today has went far beyond what we could really expect of Him and done for us today. He daily loadeth us with benefits. He gives us something extra. But then the psalmist said, not only do you notice the word benefits, but notice the next word. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us. He loadeth us. He just pours it on. I kind of like that. I mean, boy, he loads us down. He loads us up. I thought about many years ago when I worked at Kerr McGee, we used to unload ammonia, and they would be in big old bladders and had a crane, and we had to set the crane up and put the outriggers out, and the truck would pull up, and we'd pull back the canvas and then hook the bladder to that, and it was real heavy, real big thing, and the truck then would have to drive out from under it, and then we could swing around and put the bladder where it was supposed to be. Well, we had one of those Yankee foremen. Nothing against Yankees, but we had a Yankee foreman come in, and one day the street was blocked, and we was waiting on, and he said, "We can't wait, we can't wait, we can't wait. Just unload it and drive the crane over." I said, "You can't drive the crane, they'll turn it over." Okay. So we hooked the crane to it, pulled in the outrigger, and it says, "Scoosh!" And here we all had to go get another crane to pick up that crane. I'm glad every once in a while the Lord just says, "Sloosh!" Aren't you? He just loads us up.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. He just loads us up. You know? I kind of like think every once in a while how that, what I don't realize is how much God does load me up sometimes. He just gives us the overflowing, you see. He just, this morning, continues to bless us and bless us and bless us and bless us. And you know what my problem is? It's like the song said, where the word really got to me when it said, "So Lord, help me not to grumble." I'm a grumbler. I grumble sometimes. I guess that's why my grandchildren call me grumpy, huh? Lord, help me not to grumble. Why? You blessed me so much. Desi and I went last night to a restaurant, and we sat down. We were the only ones in the little room, and just about the time we sat down, a man and a woman and three kids come in. And they had a little boy, and I wish they'd let me have him for about 2 minutes. I mean, he was pitching a fit, screaming and hollering, you know, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and all at once the Lord said, "What are you grumbling about? I give you money to buy this." You say, "Hey, listen to me. I was about ready to grumble." Well, I had some good fish. Amen. I mean, I had a happy plate when I got through. God blesses us so many ways, and I find something to grumble about. You ever do that? You stop and think about how the Lord blesses us, and then we're thinking, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, I wish that that wouldn't have happened." We grumble, don't we? Lord, help me not to grumble, because you've blessed me so much. I'm overflowing here. You've loaded me up, and God, I've got all of this, and what a wonderful thing you've done for me. And I still find something to grumble about instead of saying, "Thank you, Lord." And there's another word here. Notice what it said. Daily. He daily loadeth us with benefits. He doesn't just do it one time. He doesn't just do it every year. He doesn't just do it every month or every week. The Bible says He does it daily. He loads us up every day. He daily loads us with benefits. I got to thinking about, you know what happens to us every morning when we get up? You say what? We go, beep, 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 beep. All right, Lord, load it up. And you know what? He does. You ever thought about if we were the Lord? Somebody come to us and said, you know, I'm in terrible trouble and I don't have any money and don't have any food and I'm just in dire straits. And so you say, well, I'll help you. And so you help them. Doorbell rings the next morning, here's the same guy standing there and says, I ain't got anything to eat today. I ain't got any money for gas to go to work. You say, well, I guess I can help you one more time. It's going to go in about a week. What are you going to do? You're going to say, boy, you need to go down the street somewhere. Huh? You need to get you a J-O-B. You need to do something. But what do we do with the Lord? We just go back and He just, every day, just loads us up. Beep, 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 beep. Load it up, Lord. And He does. Aren't you glad that He does that for you today? He gives you something extra every day. We have an overflowed cup, folks. God just so good to us. Amen. Daily loadeth us with benefits. The second thing you think about is, that means that every day of your life, every day that you live, God gives you what you need. May not be what you want, but He gives you what you need. But it really goes beyond that. God blesses you abundantly every day. Just look and see what God has done for you every day. Now, why does He do this? Why does God do this for us? I mean, I know He does it, so why? Well, I think He does it, number one, because He cares for us this morning. Sometimes we may feel like no one cares. But I want to tell you, He cares for you today. He cares for you. I read not long ago about a young lady who was a Christian, and she was giving her testimony. And she said when she was young, she became a prostitute. She contracted disease. She was disowned and kicked out by her family. No one would have anything to do with her. And a pastor in one of the inner cities found her on the street, and she began to tell him her story, and he said, whoa. God loves you and cares for you. She said, and her testimony was this. When she found out that God cared for her and loved her, then He saved her. And He had been blessing her ever since. God loves you and He cares for you this morning. Right. Think about it. He knows how many hairs you got on your head. One thing about trouble with Josh, but just joking. But He knows how many hairs on our heads. And He cares for you. Amen. And He cares for me. And so every day, He says, I'm going to load him down with benefits. I'm going to give him something extra today. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God for that this morning. He daily loadeth us with benefits. He cares and loves us today. Then I think this morning it's so he can use us to bless others. You know, the Bible said that we are to give as God has prospered us. As God has prospered you and I, we are to give. Paul said, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men. I got to thinking about over on the Exodus, when God would giving them the manna. What do? Every day. You didn't hoard it up because it didn't do any good. And I thought about over there in James, where James said, you know, that the riches have rusted. Their money is cankered. Why? They were hoarding it up. We're not to hoard up what God blesses us with. We're to use it to help others. Man was known in the community, known in the city as a man who was a great giver, who was always willing to help. One day his business burned, and as he's standing there and the entire factory goes up in flames, a man walked up to him and says, "I guess you wish you'd have kept what you give away." He said, "Nope, that's the only thing I did keep." What, God prospers us today. As God has prospered us, we're to give. We're to use that to help others and benefit others this morning. That's why God gives us and he loads us down, and then we're able to help others today. The last verse of the song that I heard yesterday said, "If God gives me strength and courage, the way grows steep and rough. I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help others bear their loads. And I can just keep on drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed." Amen. We're drinking from our saucer this morning, Lord, because our cup is overflowed, because God daily loadeth us with benefits. And to God be the glory today. You see, that's the third thing I'll tell you that God blesses us with, so that we can bring glory and honor unto him, so that men might see our good works and glorify the Lord which is in heaven. This morning, we're drinking from our saucer because our cup is overflowed. We should be more thankful to God every day. And we should not gripe, we should not grumble. But we should say, "Here, Lord, use me, use me, use me." This morning, if Jesus has never saved you, he wants to save you. And once he's saved you, he's not going to leave you alone. He's going to send you the Holy Spirit, and he's going to give you everything and bless you in every different ways. This morning, next week, as God blesses you, just remember, he's daily loading you with benefits this morning. Amen. All right, we stand together, Brother Bruce and Barbara. Come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message, that you might use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In his blessed holy name I pray. Amen.